Okay, bikes hobbies. Let's do bikes hobbies this episode. Okay.
But how about we do the fact that Alex wants to run away?
Yeah.
How about we do the fact that you're...
Alex... episode, you want to run away. Why do you want to run away, Alex?
No, we need to do the intro first.
I don't care.
No, okay. No intro.
We
don't do
we
intros around here.
What's going on?
Okay.
We know
it's Alex,
the
Peter, Josh, and sadly, Victor.
Fuck you, Victor. Can you get a community fuck you, Victor? Can we get a...
3, 2, 1. Fuck you, Victor.
Fuck you, Victor. Yeah,
I would have sex with you, Victor. Sorry, what? What?
Shut the fuck up, Victor.
Coming out as bi?
No. Peter bye.
No. Okay.
Peter bye.
He changed his username. Nah. He changed it to a sad face.
Sad face.
Also, the description in the YouTube videos hasn't changed. The link to your Instagram is still fuck you, Victor. And I'm not taking it out. It's staying there for every single episode. It's not going away.
Yeah, fuck you, Victor.
Anyway, welcome to episode two or three. It's two, right? The Outcasts podcast. Joining us tonight, we have the people who have been here for the last two fucking episodes. We're not going to bother introducing ourselves.
We have Peter.
Although Peter. Surprise, the next episode we're going to have someone new on, which I haven't even told you guys about that, but we're going to discuss that later.
Wait, what? Don't reveal them.
No, I'm not revealing. No, it's
Jennifer Aniston.
We're having someone on next episode. I believe their pronouns are she, her,
it,
or she, they, are.
Zay.
Yeah. Giraffe gender.
Giraffe dick.
Aroused. You
massive,
sounded aroused, Peter.
Sorry, what? Huh?
You sounded aroused by...
I don't know what you're on about. So anyways, Alex, why do you want to run away?
Peter likes giraffe gender. Peter likes giraffe gender.
No, guys, it's not what it looks like. I'm just saying, they got really long necks. I'm just saying. Could fit a lot on that neck.
Anyway.
Anyways,
get onto the topic
Alex.
Peter is a fucking psychopath.
I thought we avoided
psychopath.
That subject, Peter. I was
anyways,
just...
wait, so what are you talking about running away? What was that on about?
What are you on about?
What are you on about?
Oh, no.
No, so what is... What, Alex wants to run away in what way?
Live on my own.
Oh, you mean like the forests of Sweden, just live with the animals and
well, if
never touch
fiber,
technology.
Internet, yeah.
God,
if
you
I
are
can
such
still
a...
be a predator to children.
You are
on,
such a
on
fucking
Discord,
corporatist. Oh, I want to run away. If there's fiber, wow.
God, just return to...
Just return to monkey, retard.
In an anarcho-primitive...
This is why I tried to avoid the subject. Because I knew that would be the outcome.
maybe live without fiber.
How you just grow up?
grow up.
But the future is technology.
You know what else is the future?
My balls.
Hey!
Hey!
simultaneous my balls.
But yeah, it's just my family's a cunt.
Yeah, I can get a dub in chat.
And I don't really...
Alright, fair enough.
So yeah.
You know what's really been getting on my nerves recently?
Woman.
You.
Cups
Man,
of
get all
tea.
Of those.
Cups of tea.
Why? Okay. Why have cups of
Alex?
Tea
Alex, hey Alex.
Yeah.
Peter.
In your household, there are probably tea bags, right?
Yes.
You might not drink tea. You might not drink tea. What brand are they?
Let me go have a look.
He's gonna go on an adventure. Oh, I feel like I need to shit. If I need to shit in the middle of a podcast.
Okay.
He's gonna go check.
Well, in the meantime, while he's checking the tea, why do you want to talk about tea?
There's a lot of people out here. There's a lot of people out here that settle for substandard brands.
Tetleys.
The worst.
Hot British tape. But I didn't mind Tetleys, because I've been off Tetleys for like the last few months before I went to Yorkshire.
Oh, Yorkshire, just amazing.
And Tetleys wasn't that bad. Tetleys wasn't all that bad.
Aye.
It was terrible.
Not even good.
It wasn't like horrible. It was adequate. It was okay.
I mean, like it's tea, right?
It's tea.
It tastes like tea. But like, nah.
My friends, I've returned.
Besides, they're all brands anyway. They're all companies.
I mean, to be honest.
Yeah. Tetley.
But.
What brand?
Downstairs is Tetley.
Moved into the naughty step because that is awful. That's an atrocity.
I don't drink it, so I don't really give a fuck about what they drink. And if I give my opinion, I'm probably gonna get beat.
It's
awful. So it's terrible.
But you need to put Alex's parents on the naughty step.
I'm gonna break into his household.
Please
and
do.
And I'm gonna put them on the naughty
bomb it.
Step.
I'm gonna fucking bomb it.
And just ask America. Just say America. He's communist.
I was more thinking about holding them at gunpoint and telling them to start buying Yorkshire tea instead. Because
what I would say to get America to bomb us, you say, I'm slightly left wing.
Yeah, that does.
Yeah, so. I'm left leaning, and then you will
I'm left leaning.
Okay, off to politics.
You won't even be able to finish the fucking sentence.
Yeah, I'm left leaning.
Okay, off of politics. We had too much of that last episode.
No, we're not. I think we should avoid it completely. No, unless it's like social issues. No political shit. No, like government related stuff. Just nice, lighthearted.
For
maybe
this episode.
A little bit controversial. You know, slightly okay. I think this episode is going to be a short one. You know, just because, probably going to be.
Anyway, so I've seen a lot of people that are really against Zara Sultan. Zara, I forgot her second name. It begins with an S. Becoming the Labour leader.
No, no politics, Peter.
No, shut up, Peter. Peter, no, no, not.
The thing is, Josh was kind of listening, wasn't he?
I think she'd make a good prime minister.
I think
okay, no, but shush.
Oh my god, woman is prime minister.
No.
The amount of misogynists in this country wouldn't like it.
No.
EDL, rise up.
No. Anyway, you guys heard Halo?
Halo?
Wow, you listen to Mummy Mummy.
Oh my god, don't call
me. You listen to Mummy Mummy.
Okay.
Listen to Mummy Mummy.
Yes.
Are you like listening to Mummy Mummy? What do you have, mummy issues?
Yeah, I got mum.
Josh's mummy issues confirmed.
Yeah, that's why he wants a mummy.
Actually, I'm one of the only guys I know who doesn't have it, to be honest. I mean,
what is the point?
Fucking.
Like, how do you get a daddy issue? Like, what is daddy
issues? I think it's like issues with the household. You know, like if you grow up.
What's your relationship like with your father?
My actual one. Or
brilliant. Actually, Alex. I feel like you probably have some issues, don't you?
Oh, my stepdad. Fuck yeah. I can't talk about it that loud.
He'll beat your ass. He'll come into your room and smash a bottle over your fucking skull. And he'll throw you against a wall.
Yeah,
he'll fucking kill you.
He threatened to do that before.
Oh, no. Oh, shit.
So, now that the Child Protection Agency's
on
me. Fuck, yeah.
The CPS is on me. Fuck. My actual dad, king.
He's
an absolute G.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Look, my brother, what are you saying? What are you saying, my G?
My driller.
What are you saying?
I swear, divorced parents, like the dads are always way nicer than the mums.
Yeah, I feel like.
Like if they left on good terms. Like if they left.
Yeah, that's probably because of like sort of pre-generational
always get married.
Like, maybe it's just because they're really concerned about not being the typical sort of stereotypical. You know.
I mean, I prefer being at my dad's just because he's a lot more chill about things.
Yes. Oh my god, I hate
that. Yeah. Like my mum still doesn't like let me on my phone while I'm eating.
I know.
Really?
That's just stupid.
Like my dad, he's like all for it. I get anxious when he talks about like mental health and stuff to me.
Eating. Oh wow. Oh, I'm gonna look at this wall.
I'm the packaging of the salt.
Appreciate the food. Like I don't like food.
They're watching TV. I'm not interested in whatever they're watching on TV. Yeah. So why am I not?
It's always like shitty reality shows and stuff in Britain specifically.
I mean, they don't watch that sort of stuff.
Oh, okay, thanks. Like, you're lucky then. I mean, mine don't either, but most people's parents do. So like,
okay, still, I'm a celeb. It's absolutely like, terrible.
Why?
I'm a celeb. Just
you know what I fucking hate. You know I fucking despise. Fucking Love Island. Love Island is the most
it's fake.
Dense piece of shit I have ever.
Oh my god,
it's made for dense people. It's like, okay, it prioritizes.
Did you see the Brexit
obviously
one? Did you see the Brexit one? What's
no,
Brexit?
I haven't.
Where are we leaving?
I haven't watched. I've only watched clips of it.
Yeah,
I've seen what it is. That's it. But like, what it does is it completely takes brains out of the equation. I think Russell Howard's a bit of a sock down. I don't like him politically speaking. He's a funny guy, but he said that it sort of prioritizes looks over absolutely everything, and it enforces that whole, you know, societal view of fucking, you know, a typical attractiveness and shit, which is horrible, obviously, alone. But the people on it are just so dense, and the people who watch it are so dense.
And then they expect so much from their partner. Like,
what do you gain from it, honestly? From watching some fuckers trying to get with each other, or they lose a fucking reality show, what do you gain from that? What do you gain intellectually? Fuck all. You don't have to gain shit intellectually from something to enjoy it, but it's just so... I don't know why, it frustrates me. I fucking hate it.
Journalists actually focus on that just so they can get views, so they can get money.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's just on so many levels, it's just so fucking stupid.
Oh my god, I love... Love Island is my favorite.
Latest episode of Love Island. Shut the fuck up, Jesus.
Die.
I even saw my
teacher and die.
Yeah. My teacher's talking about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
No, I thought teachers were sensible.
Don't get me wrong. People can watch nice people can watch Love Island. It's just generally like I'd say 90% of the people who watch Love Island are just like mentally dense. I think sometimes it is just a lack of other content.
The people on it, like watching Love Island, like physically removes brain cells from you.
Yeah, that's true. And also like the people on it just aren't even attractive, at least in my opinion, and most people's opinions, I assume. I think. They're just not even attractive.
Like, it just reinforces the point that
it might be conventionally attractive.
You know, the typical noughties / 2000s sort of level of attractiveness.
Yeah, or like the one, just like the ones that cover their face in like 3 inches of like bulletproof
makeup.
Classic rival thoughts.
Reinforced Kevlar.
Blind.
Aluminum alloy. Fucking steel. Steel-plated yeah, all
like that
shit.
Stuff. Like, why? Why?
Yeah. It's like radiation-proof and shit.
You can get like confident or whatever, but like,
walk
if
Chernobyl
nobody did it, what would be the issue?
City, and but still not get affected by it.
I talked to my fucking dad about this like ages ago, but you know how currently in advertising they still try and push the whole sort of. The current look they go for is the same as they went for like in the 90s and in the noughties and shit, a sort of typical long hair sort of sculpted face kind of look, when I'm pretty sure I can vouch for 90% of Gen Z and also a lot of millennials as well when I say that's not what we're into. Like, we don't like that stereotypical attract. What we like is goth chicks with big tits
attractive.
We like goth chicks with big tits, and that's it. We don't want all this long blonde hair and shit.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Like, that's kind of onto expectations. Like, expectations. People, like, women, like, they have the bare minimum. Like, and then they pick the guys that don't even fucking reach that bar. Like, that bar is.
And what do you mean? Wait, specify. I don't understand what
so
you're
saying. So, like, people say
saying.
There's a bare minimum that guys do. And that's just be nice. And some people can't even reach that bar.
I think it goes for both genders, or sexes though, sorry, biological sex. Like, I think there's a bare minimums we see on both sides. Like, for example, guys, the bare minimum is being nice and shit, you know, which is obviously valid. I think everyone should just be. But for women, it should be treat, because often, and while this sounds like an incel thing to say, and also slightly a bit of a hot take, but I think, generally speaking, until recently, I think it's starting to change. Women, like, men are taught how to treat women, Well, to the extent of where that works is obviously debatable from a patriarchy.
Equal rights, but equal fights.
Men are taught how to... Oh, we'll get onto that in a second. Men are taught how to treat women, but women generally aren't taught how to treat men. Until recently, like, it's starting to change. But I think that has caused problems in itself. But,
their argument is probably, early, like, 40 years ago, you expected us to be in your kitchens.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, obviously, and that's obviously the patriarchy is stuff. Although you got to be careful when talking about, because the patriarchy does exist. It's still a thing that is around. Like, women are still out of four women will be raped in their lives. Like,
it's more religious based. Like,
in the
Bible or something, it says the woman should stay home.
Like, you know, what I don't understand.
That wouldn't surprise me. What?
Conservative woman.
Yeah, it goes against their, like, existence.
They are just...
Look, conservative, like, people of colour as well. They're going against their own existence.
It's like they're blind. They can't see that it's... Them being a conservative is just pushing an agenda that damages them.
It's stupid. It's fucking insane.
They're probably crazy. The same people that think white is better. So, because I'm white, I get treated like every other white person. Like, no, white is not better. Like, equality.
This topic is
That's
so
like white
mentally,
supremacists.
Mentally You're draining. Wrong about that. Mentally draining.
Okay, back on
it's
to
holy
and
shit.
And goths.
I can't believe, bottom line is, I can't believe it's 2021 and we're still talking about race.
Hey guys.
It's still an issue.
Big spoon or little spoon?
Big spoon.
I prefer big
spoon. Shit, I've got the difference.
Okay, I prefer big spoon, but...
I'm willing for both.
I never tried.
I'm down for both, but I prefer big spoon.
I've never been little spoon.
I've never been really? Spoon. I never
it's
spoon.
Nice. It's happened to me like twice, I think. But yeah, it's nice. It's nice. It can be comforting, especially when you're like when you're feeling sad and like you're having a bad night. That can be really nice and comforting.
Okay. Another question.
Oh no.
Is it gay to spoon with the boys?
No,
absolutely not.
if it's for heat conservation,
this is something I want to end. You know how like women, they can do anything. They could kiss each. They could shove their tongues down each other's throats and it'd be considered straight, right? I want that to be like men. Well, obviously, like not in the gay. I want it to be normalized to just do stuff with men and still be considered straight. Because you know that video where that guy, that kid, saying like it's not about, it's about the intention, not the action. You know,
like male models. You could like, they're like. I don't get what I was gonna say, but like, like male models, like they exist, but there's a lot less than female models or different. Yeah, like
is that true?
Yeah,
that's a bit of a. Well, I'll look that up later.
Bro, I think so.
Actually, talking about male and female models, what about OnlyFans? Because like. I think it's kind of stupid.
What's the point? Just use Patreon.
What's kind of stupid in your opinion?
Just use Patreon.
A lot of the models on there that feel like they're entitled to like people subscribing to them and stuff. And then a lot of I don't get it. You Google booby, what the 100 billion trillion result.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think. Oh, I just want to like my opinion on OnlyFans is that you can do whatever you like. Totally pro
go
sex
ahead,
work. Like, you know, you do it. Yeah, go you. Well, you know, fucking go ahead. But I do think it doesn't make a lot of sense for people who subscribe, like the actual subscriber. I think a lot of them are just loser incels and shit like that literally can't get those. Like, or they're either too dumb to look it up, or they want to feel like they're special because they're subscribed to one person. That's the kind of people that subscribe generally.
In that case, I say go outside.
And go out and like fucking
like
go out.
You wonder why you don't like you don't get any of that for yourself. Like you
is maybe because
people.
You're sat on your fucking laptop doing shit like fuck all
the people or something.
Like, go God touch man. Some fucking grass, you fucking loser. Jesus Christ. But yeah, no, that's just for subscribers. I think, you know, if you're just the person taking advantage of those people, you know, go ahead. Go by all means, you know, you have your fun. But the subscribers are generally just fucking losers, honestly.
Yeah.
That's how it is. How it
what
is.
What about that, girl that pretends to be a dog?
Oh no,
oh,
she makes six figures.
Yeah,
no,
what
apparently
the
she
fucks fuck
her
is that?
If you're into that, see a doctor.
See a doctor.
See a therapist.
That's, I think, in my opinion, that's walking a very fine line on bestiality. Like, if you are into imitating animals, you probably are into animals. Like,
where do you draw the line, though? Because catgirls.
Fuck, are we hypocritical? I think we're being.
A little, I'm not sure.
Okay, here's the deal. I don't. Catgirls, like. I think when they actually act fully like cats and shit, that's when it's fucked.
No,
I like the
looks
that
act like
cats. When you have like the cat ears and shit, that's hot. But like if you're like sitting like rolling around on in your own shit purring, that's not hot. You know, that's not.
Yeah.
That's where I draw the line. I'd say. I like the aesthetics of it, but not the actual act.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, I can be a cat boy right now.
Yeah. Oh no, he's got the bells out. He's got the bells out and the cat ears. Oh,
they are really loud.
They're really loud.
Did Grace
I still have the photo of the first day he wore them.
Both of us standing there really awkwardly.
It's because you were insanely attracted to her even back then. So, and I knew that.
Yeah.
So. Wait. So when we meet, is it just gonna be us three?
Well, you mean when I meet you guys for the first time?
Yeah. Are we going to London? Southampton?
I think I could probably. I think London's probably better for all of us, but
yeah.
I could.
Yeah, London,
I could probably.
Just London.
Yeah, we'd go to London, and I think depending on when lockdown. Obviously, I want lockdown to be extended, but if it doesn't, we probably will be able to meet soon.
Yeah.
So,
I think
mid-March. Boris's idea of.
I'm gonna look up the roadmap.
It's
roadmap.
Peter.
Lockdown 2021.
This kind of is political, kind of just isn't that much.
It's not, I mean, COVID isn't necessarily.
It's kind of a social issue.
Yeah.
Because, I think Josh, I mean, even though you worded it, like, kind of, not how I would word it, at least. But, having a fourth lockdown would damage people's mental health a lot more than just extending the fourth lockdown. Would damage people's mental health a lot more than just extending the third one a bit.
It would.
To stop there being a full lockdown.
I'm just a very, I suppose the language I use is, I do it to invoke emotion. Obviously the idea, and I do it intentionally. It's not like a mistake. I do it on purpose. I know the reaction it's going to get, and that's why I do it, because I know people it's actually going to get ingrained in people's minds when I do shit like that. So, yeah, it's a bit controversial. However, I don't really give a fuck, simply because it's a good way to get it into people's fucking heads.
Yeah.
Simple as. Okay, 8th of March is education and shit. Social people will be allowed to leave home for rec. Okay, so that's like in local
March
areas.
Is two 29th. Households are up to 6 meeting outside. 12 is non-essential retail and stuff. 17th of May is limit of 30 outdoors, socializing indoors, which means you can have sex then.
I have a feeling, regardless of what happens on the 8th, I think on the 29th it will almost certainly be, you know, social restrictions are somewhat lifted. So, I think, yeah, we could be able to meet in, like, April.
I mean, like, literally, like, every single, teachers' union and stuff, tons of scientists are against the idea of, like, this Big Bang opening on the 8th.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hancock,
exactly.
Uh-oh. He doesn't like that idea.
Conservatives don't listen to scientists, Peter.
Number one, Boris Johnson just goes, oh, that's the voice of the far-left unionized teachers union.
Politics. We're getting onto politics, boys.
And then doesn't actually make a point himself.
Yeah.
Can we move away from politics?
Yeah, because this is gonna dissolve.
No.
It's gonna dissolve.
No.
It's gonna dissolve.
It moved from cat ears to politics.
Okay, what the hell happened there?
No idea. But cat ears to politics.
Okay, so anyways, I just think it's stupid. And then Matt Hancock isn't helping at all. He's just kind of letting the Tories do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, yeah.
But surely every party, going. Like, to be honest, I think every party should at least have one other side of the political spectrum. What's it called? Someone to have an advisor. So like, if it's a conservative, they need.
There's a lot to say about that, but I don't want to get into it simply because it's political. We're not getting into politics.
Oh,
we're
fuck.
Not going you into know, that right now. It's awesome a chilled out episode.
Is equal representation.
That's you know. All. Although, don't okay, get me can wrong, get right, now, right now that's all well and good, like but on oh yeah, films.
Films, photography, film. Hobbies.
God, I barely watch films. Have you guys watched, Better Call Saul, Breaking Bad, and...
I watched the first episode of Breaking Bad. I haven't got...
You should watch, you should watch Better Call Saul first if you're gonna...
What is Saul?
I will.
What is Saul?
Better Call Saul. Saul is a guy.
Yeah, I know he's a guy. You keep sending pictures. Saul, word of the day.
Isn't he like a lawyer? A lawyer or some shit?
Saul is in that world. He's actually called Jimmy.
Jimmy
or James? I don't know. But he's a lawyer. In the Breaking Bad universe. And the series is just kind of about him, but it's also about aspects of Breaking Bad, because in Breaking Bad, like, there's different groups of there's different groups of people you will run into, and in one group there is a person of interest who you also follow through Better Call Saul as they kind of set up for Breaking Bad. It's Breaking Bad came before Better Call Saul. Like, it was released before Better Call Saul, so Better Call Saul is just a Netflix series. What's it called? It's
adaptation. Netflix adaptation.
No. It's a prequel. It's like a prequel. To it. And then there's also the sequel to Breaking Bad, which is El Camino, which is about another key character, Jesse Pinkman.
It's Jesse. I don't know who he is.
It's like I think you meet him in like the first.
Next episode, topic, so. Fortnite. How do we feel about Fortnite?
No, we've
got two victory royales today, to be honest.
We got two today, two games. We didn't play any more games.
100% win rate.
We didn't play any more than one game. No two games.
We're just gamers. We're just gamers, to be honest.
We're just pro gamers.
Yeah. Wait, what are your favourite films, though? Like, even if you haven't watched too many, I'm curious. Because I don't know this about you guys.
Star Wars. I don't know. I liked, I really liked, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, because the thing with me, I need some, like, visual stimulant to keep me there. Because, like, action, I need constant action going and going. That's why I like Star Wars so much.
I prefer films that are, like, sort of somewhat cerebral and like fucking they require you to use your head a bit. Like, I can't if the film is
so anyways
like
guys one of my favorite childhood films is Robots. You ever heard of the film Robots? That was awesome. You know the character Big World? God damn, that guy got a big dump truck.
Peter, I don't like you.
I actually like really enjoyed that film when I was younger. I haven't watched
what
it
is
ages.
What is that?
Okay,
what
Josh, that? Star Wars Robots requires intellectual thinking.
Oh no.
Wait, what did you say?
Okay, Star Wars? Like, why do you hate Star Wars? Like, not hate. But...
I don't know, I love Star Wars. No, I'm just not a fanboy of it.
I'm not a fanboy either.
You talk about, like, intellectual thinking. It's not really intellectual thinking, but, like, I like the one of the methods they use in, Breaking Bad, where, like, at the very start of the episode, you'll get like a kind of you'll see forward in time, but like with zero context whatsoever, and it gets you thinking: how on earth did it get like that?
No, that's a very good tactic. No, it's a hook.
I
don't know, like
I know, but
it's
like
the technical term,
like you'll see like a character in the film in like a really bad state, and you'll wonder how on earth it got like that, and like while I was watching it, and while structure. I like, wasn't watching, even while I wasn't watching it, I was like, in my head, thinking, how on earth did it get like that? And like thinking of all these different ways, and every single time I was wrong, but it's a bit insane. I like it.
I love that fucking tactic. Yeah, it's great. It's it's overused as hell, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. Like it's.
I mean, it's used in both Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I noticed because that even happened in the first episode, didn't it? Yeah. You see him like at the very end.
Because it shows like that kind of tactic in movies and media. Like you can see how much Marvel has sucked out of the Avengers. And people still watch it.
I don't understand the whole Marvel universe and stuff.
I'm not a fan of it.
I'm stupid. I'm not a fan. Like, there's this one TV show I like, but that's because it's...
Like, I liked the Iron Man films. They were cool.
Oh, yeah, those
hey,
are Wonder,
fantastic. WandaVision the good was good, if you haven't watched it.
But the thing is, don't get me wrong, they're fun films. They are, like, fun films, but they're just not interesting. Like, I don't like them.
They have a backstory. They just suck too much out of it.
Yeah. And also, the backstory is just so bland and basic, I feel like it's just so, generic, I guess.
And then, like different films like Harry Potter and stuff based off books, they rip so much out of the book, like, and then they put their own twist to it.
I don't like Harry Potter. J.K. Rowling's a turf.
What's that?
Even apart from that, I just don't like Harry Potter.
I don't like Harry Potter. It's not that interesting, but
so
like
fucking boring.
And then the fan base of Harry Potter. Oh god.
Oh, they're so cringy. And it's similar to like the Dream SMP stands.
Oh,
Twilight stands.
Alex, you'll know her. I'm not gonna name drop, but there was someone in our school who was like that. They're a prop. I think they still might be like that. They were a proper proper Harry Potter fan.
Did they go to our primary school?
Yes, they did. I think you know who I'm on
about.
Starts
with an E.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Wait, who are you talking? Wait, send me a message or something. Who are you talking about?
You won't know them, but like honestly, they were really into it, really really into it.
Yeah.
And I never understood why. Because it was like I read the books, right? I read the books. I watched the films. It was okay. There was nothing that
dragged
great
it out
about
for
it.
Dragged
out for seven films.
But like, you could say the same with Star Wars. But at least there's Star Wars is better. Fucking planes and shit. What do you get?
I mean, I don't
to be fair, it is a matter of opinion,
in every community, there's always people like that. Like, even in the Star Wars community, like, you'll get people that, like, just... They complain about the Star Wars, like newer Star Wars films not being like the old ones. Like, okay, go watch the old ones again.
Don't care, didn't ask.
You're the one that likes the show. We don't like what's coming out now. Why do you even like the show?
The new Star Wars films, I didn't hate them. Just, like, everyone hated them. I think they were good films. The writing was just a bit poor at times. But they were still like, fun.
Like,
fun
I haven't
films.
The two films, Rogue One and Solo, those are just, you don't watch them if you're watching the series. Just fuck off.
I've seen Rogue One.
Yeah, I've seen them both. It's just, I don't like
Rogue
them.
One was good. I haven't seen
any of them because I just don't find Star Wars interesting. The only thing about Star Wars I found somewhat interesting was the Lego Star Wars games for the Wii.
Oh my god, they were godly.
They were amazing. I used to be playing them like early in the morning. I'd get up and I'd be like, damn, today is the day that I play Lego Star Wars.
And I had it on the PSP, the PS Vita, I had it on everything.
Would I play? Honestly. I remember one day I was just chilling out. I made hash browns, like homemade hash browns. Just chilling out, playing Lego Star Wars. And that was just amazing. That was so chill. God.
Those were the good old days.
That's an interesting topic, just to like naturally transition. Like, you know, like just you know, like nostalgia and shit. Like,
yeah,
just the good, or like the quote unquote is such an overused term, but you know, quote unquote, the good old days, as generally speaking, old people would say it. Do you guys think that nostalgia is, like, accurate? Do you think that those days really were that good, or do you think it's just, like, our minds trying to take us back?
Okay, I think it's just our minds thinking that those days were better than these days.
Yeah, okay, because
what our brains do is it basically plucks out the bad bits and leaves in the good bits.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, like,
exactly.
I mean, like, nowadays, like, we have so much responsibility now. Like, at our age, we like, get more, you get more and more responsibility.
Yeah.
I think a lot of nostalgia comes from the fact that, like, you had nothing to worry about.
Nothing. Like, literally, the most of my worries when I was in primary school was, like, reading my books and playing Minecraft. That was it. That was all I had to worry about, and it was great, but at the same time, I didn't have the same independence I do now. So, you've got to make sacrifices for each period of time.
Because in primary school, the way you became popular was whoever was the fastest in the year.
Yeah, whoever was the fastest.
Who was the fastest in the year, yeah.
And it was Frank Cooper for a year. And I, Holy shit, I just name-bombed someone.
But
edit that out. But yeah, it was him.
Yeah.
He was there for a year. And like, everyone surprised him. Like, he surprised everyone. And then he was my good friend. And then once he became popular, that's when, like, toxicity sets in. And he, and then that's, like, that's what happened with me and Peter's
primary school is just
only the real ones stick.
It's a different breed of places.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean. It's I don't understand half of primary.
That's another trade-off. Like, you know, the higher of a social hierarchy you get in schools. Another trade-off is that in primary, you know, you got the you're either popular or you're not, and if you're not popular, you're generally fucking miserable, right? That's how it is. But, or at least at school, you're miserable. But in secondary, at least the later years, like year 10, 11,
if you don't smoke, you
stop.
Like,
you grow up. People stop caring. Like, I wouldn't consider myself popular by any means, but I'm friends with a lot of those people. Like, they chill out a lot more when you get towards the later years. So that's another trade-off. That's a good thing about
everyone's
growing
just
up.
So much more relaxed in secondary school. Because
yeah, I know.
In primary school, I remember doing like manhunt and stuff.
I know.
It was fun, but like not when you had people in your year that were like already 6 foot tall.
I used to just beat the shit out of kids and call it play fighting. That's because I had major.
You were that kid. You were that kid.
I had major.
Yeah, you were that kid. I'm pretty sure you.
I nearly got suspended.
I'm pretty sure I can remember. I can remember one day you did like shove me over and I fell.
In the
Key Stage 1 playground.
And you know Fat Gamer 919? Yeah, I shoved a stick up his nose.
Fat Gamer 919.
No, I don't want to name him. I shoved a stick up his nose.
Fat Gamer 919.
And then I never said sorry to him.
Oh, we would love Fat Gamer 919.
Oh yeah, I love Fat Gamer. I was in his clan before.
Oh, 919 clan.
Oh my god. I love the fact that, like, we never even, like, spoke to him verbally and he just kind of let us in.
Yeah, exactly. It's great.
No, it's because we were good at the game.
I mean, Josh, you didn't even bother.
I know. No, I made the video.
Then you just gave up. You made, like, one video and then gave up.
Wait, did you actually get fully in?
We both got fully in.
Oh, yeah, you did, because you changed
your name. Yeah, I was 919 Razor.
Yeah, we got 919 chat and everything.
He was 919 Battler. And I made them really purposefully cringy Rainbow Six montages, like the one with like Juice World's Lucid Dreams.
No, we talked about this the other day, didn't we?
So over, I don't think we did on the podcast, but
in real life
it was so over the top, like purposefully, like trying to be like one of them, because you know they always use the amount of edits, right, I've seen to Lucid Dreams.
I know. I was like, the music is always so trash. They always use shit music.
It's terrible.
I get these Lucid Dreams where I try to get a thing.
I remember.
It's always some song by like X or fucking Lil Peep or some shit. Like, fuck.
Controversial subject. I hate X and Lil Peep. And
yeah.
Okay. Don't get. I think I like two songs.
Well,
two songs
like
from X.
Songs.
I like two songs from X. And I like one. I don't really like any songs from Lil Peep, but I like one which is like a mashup, I think.
Is that the one with Marshmello?
No, it's I think it's Nirvana. Alone. It's Nirvana mashed up.
Nothing Nirvana. Feels like home.
I'll try and find it. It might not even be Lil Peep. It might hold Nirvana X Lil Peep. Yeah, it exists. Peep, okay. It's save that shit.
Save that shit. It's okay.
I used to have it on my playlist. I took it out.
I hate Lil Peep, but when it's mixed with Nirvana, it sounds fucking fire. But that's about it. That's all I like from them, to be honest.
Yeah, because we're cultured and we actually know what music is.
Okay, Alex, you can't.
Let's not get pretentious. Excuse me.
Let's look at Alex's playlists on Spotify, then, shall we?
What's Alex into?
Spotify playlist.
We don't go there.
What's he into?
Don't go there. Let me just put
artist.
Okay.
You're exposing me now. You're getting jiggy with it.
Okay, that's Will Smith. Come on. It's Will Smith. Will Smith
getting
is fucking... getting
jiggy. Really?
Yeah. Nah, it's Will Smith.
You got
come
a lot
on.
Of Joji. I don't really mind Joji that much.
It's
but
Joji,
like...
Tyler, at Tay.
But like...
No,
really?
Tay is...
Girl in Red, are you a lesbian?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Honestly, dear. I think I've heard like two
BTS.
Of their songs.
You have a song with BTS in there.
Oh wait, shit, what? Do I?
The man listens
to
BTS.
And you have another one, I'm pretty sure that's a K-pop, another K-pop
actually,
one. Day
actually,
six.
to be fair, alright, unpopular opinion. Oh well, at least probably among people like us, but... I've heard a few of BTS's songs, they're not bad, it's just for fan base. The fan base is
Yeah, the fan base is
awful.
Toxic as shit.
But some of the songs are okay, but yeah,
okay,
fan base.
Chocolate by Day 6, that's the only good K-pop song.
Oh, let's look at Alex's other playlist. We got Piano Sonata number 14 in C sharp minor. Piano Sonata number 8 in C minor.
What the fuck?
Serenade in G minor. Serenade in B flat
what?
Major.
Is it just classical music? Is it just classical music?
I used to fall asleep to it.
Oh,
but I've stopped. Oh. Because it was.
I swear you had another another
what?
Like playlist I saw before, and it was all just really old or cringy, like really really cringy music.
Well, what kind? What era? What era? Like period?
Like,
time period.
Yeah,
like,
I used.
I don't even know.
Yeah, it was like, rap music. I used to be one of those
people.
It was
people. Like awful, like really bad. Awful.
Oh, you mean like 90s rap?
Not even that.
No, it was.
Not even that. Like X and stuff.
Oh, X. Like, yeah. Oh, you mean like so by old you mean like a few years? Okay, I thought you meant like
not like old, but like kind. I mean,
so see, I've evolved.
You know, to be fair, wait, how long ago did you see that place? Because I had a phase like that too, and I think it's just something you grow out
I
of.
Did
it was
not.
A year and a half ago.
I did not have.
Yeah.
I did
it's
not
like,
have.
Don't get me wrong, I didn't love their music, but I had a few of their songs on my playlist, shit like that.
Like
that was about
like,
it.
Until yeah. Like the first lockdown, I didn't really listen to music. The only thing I'd ever really listened to was lo-fi hip hop.
Oh my god, I remember when playing PS4 like 4 or 5 years ago, I used to put on the power workout playlist and play Fortnite.
Oh yes! Yes!
Oh my god.
I would like the motivational music kind of thing, you know, like what's that band? The score. Did you listen to The Score?
No, it was called Power Gaming, I think. And I used to listen to the stuff on repeat. And then
no, I think that has
while,
a few
while playing Fortnite probably
like,
or Rainbow.
Like, I used to just listen to lo-fi hip hop because like mainly either like trying to go to sleep or when I'm like going on like a trip and I have to there's a lot like a long car drive or like plane flight or something. That,
yeah.
Listen to it.
Like personally, lo-fi hip hop to me, it's cringy.
To any music, lo-fi hip hop isn't really that cringy.
No, I love lo-fi. Lo-fi,
like, it's good, but it's cringy to me.
In what way? How is it?
Don't see how it's cringy because it's literally just like it's just ambient music.
Yeah, I
understand. No, I understand. It's
around it.
No,
fandom or anything.
Yeah, it's cringy to me because my brother, I'm supposed to like him. I fucking hate him with my life. Like, I would jump off a building to see him die.
Oh.
Yes. Well. I don't like him at all. And then his, like, he listens to music pretty much on repeat. I think he's listening to some now. And he's, what's it called? One of those rap people. And then when he's quote unquote sad, I fuck him, I don't care. and he puts on, was it lo-fi hip hop and the songs I kind of listen to. And then that's when I start to hate my music. Because I don't like my brother. And I don't want my brother to actually like.
I don't really understand fully why people listen to sad music when they're sad and then expect themselves to feel better.
No, actually, Peter, this is something where I disagree with. I cannot listen to happy music. When you listen, in my opinion, when you listen to happy music when you're sad,
happy music. Just listening to like any music that isn't like someone talking about like tearing wrists off. Or like talking about their failed love life or something.
I feel like it's just you're just embracing your, because I think people who do that aren't necessarily trying to make it go away, but feeling go away, trying to just embrace it. Like when I listen to sad music when I'm sad, I'm doing it because I want to like just feel in my zone. I want to like mellow out a bit.
Because my playlist, if I listen, say I'm like minor, it's in a minor key, so it's
say more. I have a night where I'm just fucking miserable. I'm not gonna go and listen to like, you know, my, you know, H2 or some shit, like, you know, our British indie playlist. I'm gonna go listen to either some lo-fi if I want to chill out, or I'm gonna go listen to some like actually sad music because I want to match my mood. I can't have conflicting things, otherwise my brain just fucking shuts off and gets
like my playlist is inherently sad. It's more in a minor key, you see, but because that I don't really care about my mental state anymore. But yeah, what's it called? I forgot. But yeah, mine's more in a minor key, Alex. And your brother, I'm Alex. Okay, yeah, in a minor key, and like, I've just gotten used to listen to sad music. Like, it's not. I wouldn't. Sad? Is it sad? I'm not sure. Like, Joji, probably. It's more relationship music.
Shit like Joji. No, yeah, I've listened to Joji when I'm sad.
Like,
yeah,
Joji, Tyler, yeah. Mark DeMarco, that he's decent. I like him. A white Thai, she's good, and she's hot.
I liked Filthy Frank.
Yeah,
no,
we know you do.
Filthy Frank was
didn't like the 13-year-old white savvy girls try and cancel him a little while back.
Oh yeah,
they tried to cancel Joji for being Filthy Frank,
having that past.
Yeah, and then let's have a look at Joji's monthly listeners.
When Filthy Frank was literally just made to make fun of people who genuinely had beliefs like that.
14,700,000.
That was like the whole point of Filthy Frank.
Exactly. That pisses me off. So, because it's like, by trying to cancel
someone. No, it was K-pop Twitter. It was K-pop Twitter. It wasn't like the white savior. Well, I mean,
gods.
No, I mean, no, they are the white savior
content. I mean, they are kind of like that, but it was K-pop Twitter that tried to cancel Joji for being. I don't know how they didn't know this
by like
before.
By trying to cancel someone like that, but who is like technically on your side, because you know they're trying to push the same agenda to it, like just in a different way. By trying to cancel someone like that, you're basically admitting to being fucking dense, because you're looking at a character who is like trying to make fun of the things that you hate. And you're trying to cancel that. That is going against your own fucking belief system, you dense cunt.
Creaky chair.
Shut the fuck up, Alex. suck my balls.
How's the microphone standing up? Is it last? Shake the table, see if the RNG comes out.
Did you say RNG?
Yeah, you called it RNG.
Oh, the IRL RNG, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, because it's just pure silence, let's do some more topics. Hobbies.
To be fair, this was going to be a short episode anyway, maybe we should just end it here.
Oh, yeah, go on. It's 49 minutes.
I guess.
Unless you guys have any sort of funny, fun stories you'd like to bring up.
Some funny, fun story. I don't think they do.
Funny, fun stories. Okay. My trauma? No.
Shut the fuck up. No one cares about your trauma. You're a male. Anyway.
Society.
That has been so we'll we need an outro. We need a funny, a fun song. Peter, get your soundboard up. We need to get a.
I'll just add it in post or something.
Shut up. That's right. I'll put something in. All right. Oh, fuck you.
Just Josh. Okay.
Victory Royale, yeah, for
the get down. 10 kills on the board right now, just wiped out the middle of town.